Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Andrei Skiba. After surprisingly strong growth and inflation readings in January, investors were keenly awaiting February data to see whether those prints were just an aberration. Strong growth, labor markets, and inflation running hot are not a combination desired by the Fed, especially in the context of upcoming rate cuts debate. First came labor market data, with a very noisy February jobs report that was broadly supportive for risk assets. Payrolls increased by 275,000, way ahead of 200,000 expectations. However, this was more than overshadowed by a major downward revision to the January blockbuster report. So net-net, job growth remained robust, but we've added fewer jobs in the first 2 months of the year than the market expected. Unemployment increased to 3.9%, driven by a decline in labor participation rate, while monthly hourly earnings growth moderated to 0.1% after a 0.5% print in January. Year over year, we're tracking just above 4%. Now, we just got inflation data, and this one proved to be a bit of a disappointment. Investors were awaiting some relief on the inflation front, with February data expected to show some moderation after January's strong print. This turned out to be too optimistic. 0.4% core was only marginally better than January's reading, while shelter inflation moderated to 0.4% OER from 0.6% in January. The rest of core services was running pretty hot at 0.5%. Most of the miss was explained by the core goods category, with apparel and used cars pushing the number into positive territory after a string of consecutive negative prints. In our view, this data is not good enough for the Fed to state that the January spike was just an aberration. We'll have to wait for March readings for additional evidence regarding the trend for inflation. We do expect some moderation to manifest itself in forward data and continue to see first rate cut around mid-year point. Still, after two consecutive disappointing prints, we need to stand ready to adjust these expectations were data to miss again. We believe that the outlook for fixed income assets is positive, irrespective of whether Fed cuts in June or not. We do expect a slowdown to manifest itself over the months to come, and that should help inflation to moderate. So, we're less bothered by when exactly Fed chooses to cut, but focus more on the direction of travel, and that is for rate cuts later this year and beyond. There are two negative scenarios where we would have to reassess our constructive bias. One would be of a deep recession, and that's simply not what we're seeing coming from consumer and corporate earnings data. The other, with inflation increasing again to the point where Fed needs to consider rate hikes rather than rate cuts. While inflation data is volatile, we do not believe we're seeing a resurgence of price pressures, and key categories like shelter continue to moderate. Data is noisy, the ride is bumpy, but we encourage investors to hold on to a positive bias towards fixed income. The prospect of double-digit forward returns is still very much possible. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.